it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking Bad actor Raymond Cruz was arrested on Monday morning. You may not know the name. You would certainly know the face. After allegedly spraying multiple women with a hose.
Could you describe the hose?
Garden hose, Dana. It was a garden hose.
Okay.
Cruz, who is 60, was arrested by the Los Angeles Police Department and charged with battery. He was released without bail.
Charged with battery.
Right. It is not clear how many women were involved, but at least one of them chose to press charges.
What were they doing to get sprayed by the hose?
Are we victim blaming, Dan?
Ooh. No, I'm just wondering.
Dan, I don't know what they were doing that would warrant being sprayed by a hose. Maybe they were walking in the neighborhood, recognized him from Breaking Bad, wanted an autograph or a photograph.
He's Tuco, by the way, in Breaking Bad. For anyone like, who is this? You know exactly who he is. The minute you
like
see
I
him,
said,
oh my gosh, he's with one of the scariest characters in Breaking Bad.
You don't know the name, but you would definitely recognize the face.
Could he argue self-defense?
Does spraying somebody with a hose really warrant a battery charge?
I don't think it does.
I mean,
now we did see that video of that San Francisco store owner where the homeless lady was sitting on the sidewalk.
Totally different.
And he was just, pardon my phrasing, blasting her in the face with the hose.
He was attacking her.
Yeah, that was battery.
They're saying he was spraying water at, quote, women in front of his home. The women were reportedly harassing him as he was washing his car, according to a statement from his agent.
Mm-hmm.
So he's out washing his car, minding his own business.
Right.
Some women come by. Did they know who he was? I don't know.
Probably. I mean, he like you said,
he's a pretty
you don't know his name, but
recognizable face.
You know his face. Yeah.
Something about parking. Like he had asked the women to move their white minivan.
Listen to his agent's statement.
Well, if you drive a white minivan, you probably deserve to be sprayed.
Raymond is happy this is done with. He is a big supporter of law enforcement, has no criminal history whatsoever. He has no idea who these women are or why they were harassing him on his own front lawn while he was trying to wash a car. They were not neighbors. Hmm. He has a court date, by the way, scheduled for October. Really?
Asked them to move the car too close to his and... He was washing his car, and when he turned, he was still holding the hose.
Oh, so it was an accident. Oopsies.
No, I think he was like, move it along.
Didn't see you there.
I also don't think that's battery.
Leave me alone. Yes, I'm the guy from Breaking Bad. Leave me alone. Go about your business.
But move it along, Marge.
Not like, again, it's not like he was just full-on soaking their face.
Do we know that?
Well, based on Dan's description.
It's not clear how old the person was. It was like a daughter.
This is not battery, Dan.
It is not battery.
This is not battery.
Or how wet she got.
Are you arguing that this is battery?
No. I'm just laying out.
He's overcharged.
Could it be that they took it to the police because they're looking for a settlement?
Probably.
He's an actor. He's probably rich.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get him to... spray us with a hose, like the guy who threw the water bottle at Mike Tyson.
Totally different scenario.
Well, and he got what was coming to him.
Because a water bottle theoretically could harm you. Spraying
correct.
Somebody with a hose does not, in well, most
it,
cases.
It does not hurt you.
Does
unless
not hurt
you're
you.
You're in the land of Oz.
I'm sure Tyson's fist coming in contact with that plane passenger's face did some harm.
Can you imagine getting punched in the face by Mike Tyson?
No. But I think that guy was asking for it.
He
I think that guy wanted
it.
To be punched in the face because
yes,
he wanted a payday.
He wanted to sue Mike Tyson and
punched
he wanted to
face.
Get paid.
There are weirdos out there.
Sam Stevie!
Really? That was actually kind of funny.
I'm not laughing.
I am. got punched in the face. Kansas City could soon allow lounges where marijuana use is allowed on site. As the concept continues to emerge in Missouri, the city has provisions on the books for marijuana dispensaries and sites that can cultivate or manufacture marijuana products, but lounges where people can use marijuana products on the premises are currently not allowed in Kansas City. Officials are now working on drafting new rules and licensing regulations that would change that, creating a new type of marijuana business allowed in the city after voters legalized recreational marijuana statewide.
Like a pot bar.
It would basically be a pot bar. That is correct.
And establishments already, I mean, people do it, right? And so they come out and they're like, hey, you got to walk off the property if you're going to light that up because we could get in trouble. So I don't see the reason not to, other than the argument of they might get in a car and drive home. But if you're serving
well,
booze,
but the same thing
you could
with
say
the bar.
The same thing for alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
But if you're in a bar and you're the DD, right, you don't get a contact drunk from sipping Pepsi. Whereas if you're the DD at a marijuana lounge, you're going to get a contact high.
I'm sure that there will be regulations about like hotboxing the building.
But remember before when we had for a brief amount of time, you had smoking bars and non-smoking bars.
Mm-hmm.
Back when you could still smoke in some cigarettes in some bars.
Can you still smoke in a casino?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
So back then, you know, if you didn't want your clothes smelling like cigarette smoke, you would avoid the bars where that was allowed.
That is, or restaurants.
Or restaurants where that was allowed. This mm-hmm. would be no different, right? You just wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there.
Bars in Raytown still let you smoke in them too.
Are they, quote, like private clubs where you have to have a membership and there's like a little keyhole?
I think it's just Raytown Municipal Code.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you say keyhole?
You know that little bar that used to be down here?
Club, and
you
it's had to still
have,
like, there.
You had to have, quote, a membership to
it's
get
right
in?
It's right around the corner from Lamar's Donuts.
Yeah.
Is it called the Keyhole?
It is called the Keyhole.
Been there.
It is a private club, and I have never been inside. But when I would go get donuts for the kids on a Saturday morning, there were a mountain of cigarette butts outside the door.
Ugh.
A mountain.
All right, when we get back, can we please talk about what the heck happened to this couple in Queens? Have you read this story?
Is this the couple that got caught on
yes!
fire?
Yes! You guys, there is a manhunt underway for some nut who went into this couple's home for like 5 hours. And we'll tell you what happened. Their son is a paramedic. It's a terribly sad story. And who they're looking for and why straight ahead.
913-586-7798.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.